Have any of you heard of the television program Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I don't watch the program.
我是没有看过这个电视节目。
But I always answer that question.
我就从来我总是要回答这个问题。
Me.
我要成为百万富翁。
There are many, or at least some preachers today who are telling us that if we accept Jesus, we will become rich.
今天有很多的传道人，应该说有一些传道人，他都要告诉我们，如果我们接受耶稣基督，我们就会富有。
In many places throughout Asia, there are evangelists telling people, come to Jesus.So you do not need to be poor.
在亚洲有很多的传道人就跟周围人讲，你们来认识耶稣，你们就不会贫穷了。
In India, where I frequently go, we are told that we are trying to buy people to become Christians by offering them wealth.
我所去的印度，我常去的印度，有人就告诉我们，我们是在想办法把人买成基督徒，来告诉他们，他们成基督徒就可以富有。
There's a verse in the third epistle of John, in the second verse that says, May you prosper or live rich as your soul prospers.
在约翰三书中间第二节这样子讲，他说：“亲爱的弟兄们，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健康，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。”
They say, "You see, the Bible says your life will be better, and you will have much. It will go easy if you spiritually grow."
人家就这样讲，你看看，因为你只要是。是属灵上可以这样子成长，你就生活就会也能够平顺。
I do not feel comfortable preaching that message.
我觉得要是来讲这样的道，我觉得不舒服。
I cannot go into a tribal village in India.
我没有办法到印度的一个部落的村庄中。
I walk across.An open sewer.
能跨过一个敞开的那样的阴沟。
I see the ground on which people sleep.
能看着人躺在那个地上睡觉。
There's no running water.
中间没有自来水。
No electricity.
没有电。
I do not feel the Bible permits me or allows me to say to them, receive Jesus and you will be rich.
我觉得圣经没有允许我能够这样说，你接受耶稣基督，你就会富有了。
And yet there are verses which seem to indicate Christians are wealthy.
有些经文好像是在说基督徒就会很富有。
Turn in your Bible to the Old Testament book of 2 Chronicles.
来翻到旧约中间历代志下
The 31st chapter
31章历代志下31章
Let me give you a very brief background
我来跟大家讲一下简单讲一下这个背景
King Ahaz had become king of Judah
亚哈斯王成了犹大的王
And he had turned his back on God.
他开始背叛上帝。
He began worshipping idols.
他来敬拜假神。
He was making sacrifices to the gods on top of mountains.
在山顶上是来向那些假神来献祭。
He brought idol worship into the temple of God.
把这个偶像敬拜甚至带到上帝的圣殿里。
And he took much of the gold and good things out of the temple for his own use.
把很多在圣殿里边的金子还有很多的好东西都拿出来让他自己来用。
And during that time, there were great wars.
在那个时候有很多的战争。
Judah had turned its back on God.
犹大是背叛了上帝。
King Ahaz had broken the covenant with God.
亚哈斯王是跟上帝 来破了自己跟上帝的约。
When Ahaz died, his son became king.
亚哈斯 死的时候他的儿子就成了王。
His son's name, Hezekiah.
他儿子的名字叫西西金。
How do you say that? How do you say Hezekiah?
西西金。
How do you say Hezekiah?
Hezekiah?
Hezekiah? Can they all say that with me?
Hezekiah?
Can you say?
Okay.
Hezekiah.
Hezekiah.
Oh, good. I want you to notice this man because Old Testament scholars in the Jewish tradition say he is same level with David.
在以色列的这样的传统之中说他西西家有着跟大卫同样的这样的地位。
There had not been another king like David until Hezekiah.
没有从在西西家出现之前没有哪一个王像大卫一样。
At the age of 25, he took over from his father Ahaz.
在25岁的时候他就开始做王。
And he determined he was going to turn the people back to Jehovah God.
他会把这些人民来让他们转身转向耶和华神。
He was going to be obedient to the covenant that had been made with the Jewish people by God.
他将会使得人民会向跟上帝所立的约让他们来顺服。
And so in chapter 31 of 2 Chronicles,
在31章在历代记下31章
verse 20 and 21, 20
跟21节
This is what Hezekiah did throughout Judah, doing what was good and right and faithful before the Lord his God. In everything that he undertook, in the service of God's temple, and in obedience to the law and the commands, he sought his God and worked wholeheartedly, and so he prospered.
这上面说到西西家在犹大遍地这样办理，行耶和华他神眼中看为善为正为忠的事，凡他所行的，无论是办神殿的事，还是遵律法守诫命，是寻求他的神，都是尽心去行，无不亨通。
Bow with me for a word of prayer.
我们一同来低头祷告。
Almighty God, speak to us.
全能的神向我们讲话。
Through the Scripture and through Your truth.
借着圣经，借着你自己的真理。
Grant God that this day we would claim the wealth that is ours.
让我们今天可以来拿到。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
属于我们的这样的财富。
Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
And so we see King Hezekiah is going to reverse or go in the opposite direction of his father.
我们看到西西家将会把这个方向从他父亲原来走那条路整个要拐要转弯。
And the scripture says, because he was obedient and served God wholeheartedly, he prospered.
圣经说因着他顺服因着他全心来侍奉上帝所以他就无事不亨通。
Now what is prosperity or riches according to the Bible?
所以他就兴盛这关于是根据这个圣经什么叫做兴盛什么叫做繁荣。
If you are a believer and follow Jesus, will you have much money in the bank?
如果你是一个耶稣基督的门徒信耶稣你会不会你的银行里面有很多的钱
If you follow Jesus, will you drive a big, beautiful car?
如果你是跟随耶稣的人是不是你要开非常非常漂亮的车
Will you have a beautiful mansion or estate to live in?
是不是有真的是非常好的大房子这样子豪宅可以住在其中
That's not what the Bible means when it talks about being rich.
这个不是圣经上当他所谈到我们富有的时候的这样的含义。
For there are plenty of people who have much money, drive fancy cars, live in big homes, and commit suicide.
因为有很多的人虽然是有很多的钱，要开很好的车，住在非常好，住在豪宅之中，最后可以自杀。
Because with everything they own, they are so poor.
因为他们虽然拥有这么多的东西，他们实际上是非常的贫穷。
Turn in your Bible to the book of Ephesians.
把你圣经翻到以弗所书。
I want to introduce you again this morning to what it means to be rich as a Christian.
我想再一次来让大家来看，作为基督徒，这个丰富富足到底是什么意思？
Do you have Ephesians?
有没有以弗所书？
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Look at verse 7 with me.
来看第七节。
In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
You see, he talks here of the riches of God's grace.
他们在这个地方谈到上帝的丰富的恩典。
Redemption.
救赎。
You have been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ.
你已经被耶稣基督的宝血所拯救了。
Through the death of Christ on the cross, you have been adopted into the family of God.
是你根据耶稣基督在十字架上所流的宝血，你已经被领养进入上帝的家中。
The Bible says you are a joint heir with Jesus Christ.
圣经说你将会跟耶稣基督是共同的来领受这样的产业的。
Through his blood you have forgiveness.
因着他自己的宝血我们得到了救，我们得到了饶恕。
And all of this is according to the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us.
这所有一切的好处都是因为上帝把他自己的丰富的恩典这样子毫无保留地撒在我们身上。
I'm rich this morning. How about you?
我今天是非常富有。今天早上你怎么样？
And I have a wealth that cannot be taken away.
我真的有这么大的丰富的财富，没有人可以拿走。
Because it's the richness of His grace.
是因为他自己丰富的这样的恩典。
Look at verse 18 with me, please.
再次看到第十八节。
Verse 18. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened.In order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
这上面说到，我祷告并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
You see, God has redeemed you and forgiven you.
你看上帝已经是拯救了我们，已经是饶恕了我们。
And he now gives you a hope that there is an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away.
他现在又给一个盼望，将会有遗产，有一个基业，将会永远就在那里，不会朽坏。
There was an old southern gospel hymn.
有一个在南部的那种很老的一个福音的这样的歌。
The words were these.
这个词是如此说。
I've got a mansion just over the hilltop.
他说我有一个豪宅过了山就是。
In that great land where we'll never grow old.
就在那一片伟大的土地上你永远不会变老。
Well, I don't know if it's just exactly like that.
其实我也不知道是不是的的确确一模一样，就像他们这样所说的。
But Jesus said, "I'm going to go and prepare a place for you."
但是耶稣说，我将会去为你们所准备地方。
So where I am, there you will be also.
他说我要去的地方，你们也会去。
And if I go, I will come again and receive you to myself.
他说我既然去，我也会回来把你们所带到我那里去。
You're rich.
你很富。
You've been forgiven.
你已经被饶恕了。
You've experienced God's grace.
你经历了上帝的恩典。
And you have the riches of His inheritance that's yours.
你还有这样子丰富的基业，将他的丰富的基业将会是你的。
Look at the second chapter.
再看第二章。
Look at verse 7.
第七节。
In order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
He said, Are you rich?
你是不是很富有？
He said, These riches are comparable to nothing else, nothing else like it.
他说这样的丰富真的是世上无与伦比。
Because you've experienced the kindness.
因为你来经历上帝的恩慈。
Of Jesus Christ.
经历耶稣基督的恩慈。
Does Jesus have to be kind to you?
耶稣基督难道是必须要对我们很恩慈吗？很好吗？
Do you deserve His kindness?
我们是不是真的是该得到他所给的这样的恩慈，这样的友善？
I don't.
我不配得。
I've not lived a good life.
我没有一个好的生活。
Only God is good.
只有上帝才是良善的。
But Jesus comes.
但是耶稣来。
And in the riches of his grace, he says, I forgive you and I make you my own.
在他的丰富的恩典之中，他说我饶恕你，我会把你当着我的，你会成为我，属于我。
I adopt you into my family.
我领养你进入到我的家庭。
You have the riches of my grace.
你就有我自己丰富的这样的恩典。
You have the riches of eternal life.
你有这永恒生命的这样的丰富。
And he says here, you have the richness of that kindness that Jesus shows when he forgives you and makes you his own.
你还有一个富有是当耶稣基督当他对你如此的良善仁慈的时候，他饶恕你，然后把你们变成属于他这样的情况。
Look at verse 8 in chapter 3.
再看第三章第八节。
Verse 8, chapter 3.
三章八节。
Although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given to me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery.
他说我本来比众圣徒最小的还小，然而他还赐给我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
I like this verse.
我喜欢这些经文。
He said, I've been made so rich, I am going now to tell the Gentiles as well as the Jews that God loves them.
他说我是如此的富有，我现在可以去跟那些外邦人，也甚至还同时也是跟犹太人，向他们来告诉他们上帝爱他们。
I have sometimes dreamed about being very wealthy.
我曾经也梦想过可以非常的富有。
And I get excited.
我就感到非常的兴奋。
Because I can see in my mind walking into the office of a great Bible conference where I have spent many years teaching youth.
我能够想象在我脑子里，我走进一个圣经的这样的一个大会堂中间，我教了很多年青少年那个地方，走进我的办公室。
And writing out a big check and handing it to them and saying, May this bless your ministry and increase your fruit.
我就可以给他们写一张非常大的支票，然后交给他们说，哦，这个钱真是愿意他祝福你们，使得你们能够，你们这个服事能够更加的扩展，能够结丰盛的果实。
My dear brother Ron Susek, the evangelist, almost as old as me.
我自己那个弟兄叫 Ron Susek, 他就 几乎就跟我一样这么老，他是个传道人。
I didn't think anybody was as old as me.
那我简直没法想象什么人能比我更老。
And he's leaving to go to Africa.
他已经要离开这里，要到非洲去。
And he's preaching to thousands of preachers to encourage them.
他要向成千上万的这些传道人们来替为他们讲道，来激励他们。
If I had the money, what a thrill to write a check and say, here, pay for all of your expenses, pay for these preachers, get the word of God out.
如果我要是有钱，你说我要能写支票，然后再给他说拿去，你所有要花的钱，所有这些传道人需要花的钱，让他们能够去传福音。如果能这样写支票，那你说我会多么的兴奋。
The riches that he entrusts to us of his grace and of his inheritance are so that we can share the riches with others.
上帝所给我们的这样的丰富，无论是我们现在的经历，或在天上所永存的那些经那样的丰富，他要让我们来分享，让我们去传给别人。
And so we read here of God's offer of riches.
就是上帝就是富有的这样的一个作者。
The riches of his grace.
他自己恩典的丰富。
The riches of his strength.
他自己能力上的丰富。
The riches of his wisdom.
他智慧的丰富。
The riches of that glorious inheritance.
还有我们荣耀基业的这样的丰富。
And the riches of his powerful presence in our lives.
还有他在我们生命中所这样彰显的这样的一个丰富。
I've got a question for you.
我现在有一个问题要问你们。
Are you rich this morning?
你们今天早上富有吗？
If you're rich, say amen.
如果你富有，你就说 amen.
Well, praise the Lord.
感谢主。
It's good to be among brothers and sisters with me who are wealthy.Because they belong to the King of Kings.
能跟弟兄姐妹在这些因着这个万王之王而如此富有的弟兄姐妹在一起，真是好。
But if God wants to make us rich,
但是上帝要我们富有。
Why are so many Christians living as if they were poor?
为什么很多基督徒活得像是他们非常的贫穷？
Oh.Sometimes I go to worship services and I look at people and they look so sad.
有的时候我去参加敬拜的时候，看有些人满脸忧伤。
Sometimes they sit and arms folded and a frown on their face looking at me.
有的时候他们一边唱歌一边两个手这样子抱着，然后愁眉苦脸看着我。
And I think to myself, friend, if you're in Christ,Where's the expression of the wealth that God has given you?
我就自己在想，朋友，你既然是你要属于基督，你上帝所给你的这样的丰富究竟是在哪里？
Suppose I went to the bank. Your bank. I'm going to go to your bank.
假设我去了你的银行。
And I'm going to write out a big check and put it in your account.
我就打算写一个大大的支票放在你的账户里面。
There's a lot of money now in your bank account.
在你的银行账户里边有很多很多的钱。
Is the money in that bank account doing you any good each day of your life?
这些钱在你自己每天的生活之中到底对你有什么样的帮助？
If the money is in the bank, it's not doing much for you.
如果这个钱就在银行里边，对你就没有任何的帮助。
And so you must go and draw from the account.
所以你必须去从银行里边，从账户中间取钱。
And put that money to work.
然后让那个钱来为你工作。
This it is the same with the riches of God.
这就同样的是跟我们上帝的丰富是一样的道理。
The riches of God are found in the person of Jesus Christ.
这个上帝的丰富是在耶稣基督那里。
The riches of God are found in the power and presence of the Holy Spirit.
上帝的丰富是在圣灵这样的能力还有他的同在这中间表现。
The riches of God are found as we read the promises of His Word.
上帝的丰富是当我们来读他自己话语中间所给的应许的时候，我们就能看到。
But you as believers must draw upon that in order to use it each day.
但你作为信徒，你作为信徒就必须每天可以从中间取出来，来这样子才能够来应用。
How do we experience the riches?
我们如何来经历这样的丰富呢？
I want to go back to Hezekiah.
我想再重新回到西西家。
There are two things we learn from him.
有两件事情我们可以从他的生命中间学习到。
This is a strange sermon.
这是一个非常奇怪的一篇道。
It only has two points.
只有两点。
But maybe you can remember two.
但是可能你能够记得这两点。
The first thing we find about Hezekiah in that verse, that 31st verse is, 32nd verse, he was obedient to all the commandments of God.
首先我们从西西家他这两节中间31章两节中间我们可以看到他对上帝顺服上帝所有的教导顺服。
There's an old gospel hymn.
有一个老的福音歌。
I don't know if you ever remember singing it.
我不知道你们是不是记得曾经唱过。
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but trust and obey.
信靠顺服，别无他路。要想在基督里边，这。
And so for some of you.Who actually have received Christ, you're not enjoying His riches.
我们中间，如果你已经接受了耶稣基督，但是没有这样的经历。
Because you're not being obedient.
因为你没有顺服。
Hezekiah went and he restored the temple.
西西家去了，因为他重新修了神的殿。
Hezekiah went.And he brought the priests and the Levites back to the temple.
因为他又去了把这些立位人这些祭司立位人重新带回神的圣殿中。
Hezekiah removed all those pagan idols from the temple.
西西家就从 神的圣殿中把所有的这些偶像的这样的都把它扔出去。
And after many days of prayer and consecration,They purified the temple.
很多天的这样的祷告，他们还有特别的分别为圣，他们把圣殿给清洁净。
Hezekiah said, "We're going to offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to God."
西西家说，我们将会把我们的感恩赞美来献给上帝。
He said, "I'm going to be obedient to the covenant and laws of God."
他说我要对上帝的所立的约还有他的律法我要顺服。
I'm going to take what my father did and I'm going to turn it around and I'm going to give it back to Jehovah.
他说我要把我自己父亲所做的那样的做的事情我要把它整个这样子转过来然后献给耶和华神。
And then he said, send the word out to the people that we are going to celebrate the Passover.
然后他说向这个人民来讲我们要一块来庆祝逾越节。
Wouldn't that be exciting to these people that they can come back to the temple and celebrate the Passover?
对人民来说他们如果可以回到 圣殿里然后一块来庆祝逾越节岂不是一个很好的事情吗
?But some of them heard the invitation.
有的人听到了这样的邀请。
And they did not come back.
他们没有回来。
They ridiculed him and made fun.
他们就嘲笑他。
They had become so accustomed to living the way of Ahaz that they now did not accept the invitation to worship Jehovah God.
他们因为亚哈斯所那样的给他们的生活方式已经习以为常，所以他们没有办法接受，没有能够接受这样的邀请来敬拜耶和华上帝。
You see, being obedient to the word of God is not easy.
你看顺服上帝的话不是容易的一件事情。
There was a group of monks.
有一群修道士。
They're called the Benedictines.
大家把它叫做本都。
When they formed, they moved out from the cities into the countryside to live alone.
当他们成为这样的一个啊这些修道士的时候，他们就从城市搬出来，然后到外边住，到荒郊野地中间去住。
They said we want to be obedient to God.
他们说我们要顺服上帝。
And there are three things that keep us from being obedient to God.
三件事情使得我们没有办法顺服神。
Our egos.
一个是我们的自我。
We want to do it our way.
我们想按我们自己的方式来做。
There was a famous singer you may have heard.
有个著名的歌手，你可能听过他的名字。
His name was Frank Sinatra.
他叫 Frank Sinatra.
I read his life story.
我读了他的这个生命的故事。
At the age of 80, he died.
80岁的时候他死了。
And an addict to drugs.
他是酗毒。
An alcoholic.
酗酒。
Experiencing dementia of his brain.
而且还有智障在最后。失忆。
One of the last songs this famous singer recorded was the song, Best of All, I Did It My Way.
是他最后所录的一首歌，这个他最著名的这一个人所录首歌，他是最妙的，是我按我自己的方式做。
I don't think that was best of all.
我不相信这是最妙的一个办法。
I don't think dying as an alcoholic and an addict is the best.
我不相信以一个酗酒者的身份，一个吸毒者的身份如此死去是最好的。
But it's what can happen when you say, not God's way, my way.
这就是当我们说不要上帝的办法，要我自己的方式，这就是有可能要发生的情况。
The Benedictines said our culture prevents us from being obedient.
所以本都就是这样说，他说我们的文化也使得我们没有办法顺服。
Just like Hezekiah, we invite people to come and enjoy the things of God.
就像西西家说，我们邀请人来享受上帝。
And they say, do you go to church every Sunday?
结果人家就问，你每个主日都，每个礼拜天都要去教会吗？
Do you really believe what's in that book?
你真的会相信在这本书上所讲的吗？
You must be crazy.
你大概是疯了。
You see, their lives have been molded by what they see on television.
他们的生活已经被他们在电视中间所看到这一切所这样子塑造下来。
What they read in magazines and newspapers.
他们在这些杂志中间，在报纸中间所读的东西。
What the economy of our society says is most important.
我们这个社会中间这所有的这些经济各方面说什么才是最重要的。
We have been brainwashed.
我们已经被洗脑了。
And so it becomes difficult to be obedient to the claims of Christ in our life.
所以我们就来顺服耶稣基督在我们生命之中就显得特别的困难。
And the third thing they said was, it takes too much energy to live for God in the world in which we are living.
本都说的第三个情况是就要像按照上帝的心意所活下来在这个世上太费劲了。
Folks, let's admit it.Most of us are pretty lazy.
大家，我们应该承认，我们绝大多数人都很懒惰。
We like good things, but we don't like to work so much to get them.
我们都喜欢好东西，但我们不喜欢费太大力气去得到那些好东西。
Being a disciple of Jesus Christ is work.
作为耶稣基督的门徒本身是一个工作。
Being a disciple of Jesus Christ means that you may have to be uncomfortable doing His will.
主耶稣基督的门徒就意味着你可能是做行他的这个心意的时候你可能会不舒服。
And for some people that's too much.
对有些人来讲这实在是太过分了。
Because being a follower of Jesus Christ must be intentional.
因为做耶稣基督的门徒就必须是有意识的要做。
Jesus tells us in his word that he expects obedience.
耶稣在他自己的话语中间这样讲他要我们顺服。
In the 14th chapter of John, he says, four times, if you love me, you will be obedient.
在约翰福音十四章还有十五章他讲了四次他说你要爱我你就会顺服我的命令。
In Deuteronomy 6, God says to the fathers,Teach your children.
在生命记第六章的时候，上帝就
The covenant and law.
摩西说：“上帝讲你们去教你的孩子来认识我自己的律例和诫命。
That your children will grow up learning to fear God.
所以你的儿女可以长大，可以来敬畏上帝。
And be obedient to His commandments.
来顺服上帝的命令。
And then their lives.Will be prosperous.
所以他们的生命他们的日子就可以兴盛。
So, obedience is the way the riches of God are experienced from day to day.
所以顺服是能够让使得我们每天可以经历上帝的丰富。
You love him, and so you serve him.
因为你爱他所以你侍奉他。
You love him,And you want to be obedient because he loves you.
因为你爱他，所以你想顺服，因为他爱你。
There's just one other, and I'll do it quickly.
还有一点，哦。
He was obedient, and he served God with his whole heart.
他顺服，但他而且是尽心来侍奉主。
He did not have a divided heart.
他没有三心二意。
There was no other alternative or option but to serve God.
他没有其他的选择，没有退路，他就是要服侍上帝。
Couples will come to me because they want me to perform their wedding.
有些年轻人就是一对成双成对的人来到我面前，因为他想我要证婚，为他们证婚。
I like to go to weddings.
我很喜欢去婚礼。
Even better, I like to go to the reception.
我特别喜欢去婚礼之后要吃饭的时候。
That's where the food is.
这是食物特别的好。
But if I'm going to marry a couple, I must counsel them several times before the wedding.
如果我要为一对年轻人来证婚，我一般要为他们做几次辅导。
Now, you that are married here, you listen.
You married here?
If you're married, I want you to listen.
哦，你们已经结婚了，你们就仔细听。
If you're not married, I want you to listen.
你还没有结婚的，你要好好听。
That means everybody.
也就是所有人都要听。
I say to the couple, what is the basis of your marriage?
我就问这一对人，你们婚姻基础将会是什么？
And they say,We love each other.
他说我们彼此相爱。
Oh. And I say to them, your marriage will not survive.
我就说你们的婚姻不会长久。
Now, I'm of Italian blood.
我是有意大利血统的人。
I am a romantic.
我是很浪漫的。
I'm not against love.
我不是反对爱。
But if you marry because you love each other.
如果你结婚是只是因为你们彼此相爱。
What happens that morning about 3 years into the marriage?
如果三年之后结婚三年之后有一天早上。
You get up in the morning and you're not slept well.
你早上起来睡得不好。
And you don't feel love for anything or anybody.
你根本就不想爱任何的东西，任何的人。
What's going to happen to your marriage?
等那一天你自己的婚姻将会有什么样的情况？
And so the couple says to me, what should be the basis of our marriage?
所以这一对人就问我，我们的婚姻的目的，这基础究竟应该是什么？
I say the basis of a happy and healthy marriage is a faith commitment that excludes all other alternatives.
我说一个幸福一个健康的婚姻，它的基础就是要有信心，而且要有这样的委身，能够排除一切其他的选择。
Doesn't sound too romantic, does it?
听起来不是特别的浪漫。
But since I determined that I'm married to my wife because of a faith commitment that excludes all other alternatives, I am free to love her.
因为我自己跟我妻子的关系，因为我是以一种信心的这样的委身，而这个委身是排除一切其他选择的时候，我就可以自由的来爱她。
What does it mean to love God with your whole heart?
爱全心爱上帝是什么意思？
It means to make a faith commitment that excludes all other alternatives.
就是带着信心的这样的一个委身，排除一切其他的选择。
And when you get up in the morning and you don't feel so good,
要是早上起来你感觉不好，
you haven't slept well the night before,
头天晚上睡得不好，
you have many problems facing you,
而且要面对很多的问题，
you still belong to Jesus.
但你仍然属于耶稣基督。
Because it's not how I feel.
因为这不是我的感受而已。
It's a faith commitment that excludes all other alternatives.
因为这是一个信心的委身，排除一切其他的选择。
That's hard to find in the church today.
这在教会中间很难这样子来定义。
Will you come to prayer meeting on Friday night?
礼拜五你要来教会的祷告会吗？
I will try to if nothing else comes along.
我要是没有别的事情，我就想慢慢来。
Oh, so that's not number one for you.
所以这个对你来讲不是第一件重要的。
Oh, it's important.
哦，这是很重要。
Then if it's important, whatever else comes along is not as important.
但如果这个是重要的，其他的事情就没那么重要。
Do you understand?
你明白吗？
Will you come to our Bible study on Sunday?
你要不要主日来我们这边来查经？
Well, I'll check my calendar and I'll get back to you about that.
我看看我的日历，我回头再跟你讲。
Check your calendar for what?
我看我的这种行事历究竟干嘛？
To see if there's something more important than Bible study?
是不是看还有什么比圣来查经更重要的事情呢？
To see if there's something more important than worship?
是不是看还有其他比正敬拜还更重要的事情呢？
What is this kind of commitment?
这是一种什么样的委身？
That says, God, I'll serve you when I get around to it.
这就是说，上帝，当我有时间，我就来侍奉你。
Wholehearted says, Lord, there are no alternatives.
全心委身是说，主啊，我没有其他的选择。
You are first.
你是第一。
In my life.
你是第一，在我的生命之中。
I want to tell you a story.
我想跟大家讲一个故事。
I may have shared this with some of you before.
我以前可能跟你们中间有些人分享过。
There was a great conqueror back in the 1800s.
在19世纪有一个非常著名的这样的一个冒险家。
He decided he was going to South America with his army and he was going to conquer the country.
他就想到南美，他想去来占领这些国家。
Does that sound a bit strange or absurd?
听起来是不是很奇怪，觉得好像是没有道理？
I think so too.
我也觉得是这样子。
He had only a few hundred men.
他只有几百人。
And even fewer horses for them to ride.
也就是几匹马。
They were not that well equipped.
他们真的是没有很多的军器。
But in their ships, they came to the coast of South America.
他们就坐船到了南美的海岸线上。
They rode their horses and made their way through the shallow water to the shore.
他们骑在马上就从那浅水之间后来走到岸边。
They set up their camp.
他们就搭好自己的帐篷。
They decided they would sleep that night and be prepared the next day for battle.
他们就想头天晚上睡觉，第二天就开始打仗。
They knew there were thousands of people.
他知道那边有成千上万的人。
And they were only a few hundred.
他们只有几百个。
As they got up the next morning, they looked out. And the ships...on which they had come were burning.
当他们早上起来的时候，他们一看，他们乘船来的那条船被烧了，正在烧。
In fear, they watched as their only way of escape burned into the ocean.
当他们看到他们唯一可以逃走的这样的一个工具就被烧在大海之中的时候，他们非常惊慌。
The conqueror said to them,
他这一个冒险家就跟他们讲
I burned the ships.
他说我烧了这艘船
Because I want you to know, there is no alternative. The only way we can go is into the land to conquer it.
他说我想让你知道你没有其他的选择，我们唯一的办法是进入这片土地来征服。
Do you understand what he did?
你明白他在做什么吗？
There are some of you here today that have ships that need to be burned.
你们中间有很多人，你们是有船是需要被烧掉的。
Some of you have too many alternatives to prayer, Bible study, and worship.
你们有太多其他选择，使得你没有办法来祷告，没有办法来查经，没有办法来敬拜。
The ships need to be burned.
这些船要被烧掉。
You need to be obedient and wholehearted in your commitment to Jesus Christ.
你应该来顺服全心的这样的委身在耶稣基督那里。
What are the ships in your life that are out there and anchored that keep you from going further with God?
你生命中到底有什么样的船在那边存着，在那边等候着，让你无法全身的委身在上帝那里。
Burn the ships.
把它们烧掉。
Live wholeheartedly for Jesus.
全心为耶稣基督而活。
Be obedient to His word.
来顺服他的话。
And experience the wealth that is ours as children of God.
来经历我们作为上帝的儿女这样的如此的这样丰富。
Let me pray with you.
让我们一同来低头祷告。
Thank you, Father, for the wealth You have offered us.
天父，谢谢你，谢谢你所给我们的这样的一切的丰富。
Thank you for the riches of your grace.
谢谢你自己恩典的丰富。
Thank you for the riches of our eternal inheritance.
谢谢你自己给我们这永恒的基业的这样的丰富。
Thank you for the riches of experiencing the kindness of Christ.
谢谢你，我们来经历耶稣基督这样所有的丰富。
Thank you, God, for the wealth that is ours as we experience being adopted into your family through the cross.
谢谢你因着经历十架这样的经历，让我们可以被你所领养进入你的家庭，如此的丰富。
I pray for folks here this morning who have trusted you as their Savior.
我为我们中间这些人，他们已经信靠了你作为他的救主。
But they have not been obedient to you.
但他们没有顺服。
I pray for those here this morning, Lord, who do not love you wholeheartedly.
我也为那些在我们中间那些没有全心的爱你的这些人。
They have many ships out there in the bay to which they are ready to return.
那他们在海湾上有很多的船，他们随时都要准备回去。
Redeem us, O God, from a divided heart.
主啊，拯救我们，让我们不再三心二意。
Grant that we might have one priority, and that would be to love you and serve you.
所以我们生命中就只有一个选择，就是侍奉你。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。